this piece of meat is mixed in with the other piece of meat, how does it impact it? You need to have rota. So don't call it going to be impossible. They'll finish. There must be a bike. Okay, anyway. I was in yeshiva. They would be popular. Some of our neighbors had these, they used to call in those days, boom boxes. You know the boom boxes? Bliss. Not like having a car sometimes, but this is. So there was a guy in one of the apartments near the dormitory who kept blasting music. So finally, one of the guys, one of the yeshiva guys, also got a boombox and he put on like this, some Mordechai Ben David or something like that. So it seems like they blasted the neighborhood. That's the point. Anyway, we said in our focus, we said that it appears that Rova the Rishonim. We said the Ritvor, and the Ramban, and the Ra'or, and we said the Rambam seems to say this way, or the opinion that it's Isamachim, becomes a Luitzer, and therefore, even if it's in a mixture with other pieces of meat, even in the absence of gravy, there's no rotif, there's nothing to bring the milk that fell onto the one piece of meat, there's nothing to transport that milk into the other pieces, doesn't matter, because the meat itself became a chaticha nat in the veil, the meat itself became also, so the fact that the meat is mixed with other pieces of meat, that's good enough, even without rota, because it's not, it doesn't remove the bliya, and other Rishonim disagree, so the Rosh Bo seem to disagree, and the Rambam seems to disagree, and the Tosafot disagree, so instead of our focus Rishonim, and then from there we moved into the question of what the status is, and we had nafkamin also, nafkamin by chaticha ruli skabe, which you only say by nisur machmas atzmo, as opposed to by Nisar Balua, and we also mentioned that even the Rosh Bo and those who are with him admit that when it actually talk about the Bos and the Cholavah together in that one piece, and then everyone's going to agree that it's Nisar Machmas Atzmo. The question is, does it extend? You know, even when it's so Efshal Afridos, the milk came out, or the milk has to come out, so to speak, to us everything else, but we still say that. Anyway, that's what we went over last time. We also noted there's a secondary, I don't know, another part of the machlokes, and that is that according to the Rosh Bo, the concept of chaticha nas nevela, as he applies it, namely when the mixture exists, and not when the stuff is coming out, when the mixture exists, so then he said the same thing by Din de Rabbanan. The Rambam held that whereas we hold it isur machmas atzmo, that's only when the bosom chala is deraisa. Right? We said that last time, anyway, right? That's only when the bosom chala is deraisa. Then we say it by the Rabbanan, we don't, because the Rabbanan didn't create a chetza shalisa. What the Rabbanan created was an Issa Gavi, not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. That's how we distinguish in the last couple of shim between Bosa Bicholov and Bosa Vicholov. The Rabbanan said even it's Bosa Vicholov, it doesn't qualify as Bosa Bicholov. It's not a new entity. But the Rabbanan didn't say that. Just meat and milk. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to eat Bosa Vicholov together, even on the same table at the same time. It has nothing to do with the creation of a new entity. So now the Rambam, again, followed the Ra'or. The Ra'or, the Rover, he's shown him that we say that it creates a new entity, but not by a bus we call it Rabbanan. And that's, for example, why we say that the Kimimutta Bahanah made that distinction. We compared it, I believe, at the end to what the Rambam says regarding by Chometz, right? The Chometz, before the midday, the Chometz is a certain point in the day when it's Osa Machila, but it's Mutta Bahanah. How could it be? One answer, the answer is because that's on the Rabbanan level, they asked you to eat it, but they didn't call it Chometz. They didn't classify it as chametz. Once it's classified as chametz, then it happens to be a sasvan on too. They didn't do that. They said it's us to eat it, but it's not categorized as chametz. We made that comparison again in the Velvet Salavitch. He said in that Rambam, Barakallah, that was chametz mat, salacha test, that the Isser of chametz, the chetz of chametz, that only starts after the fifth hour and so on. Okay. We wanted to say the same thing over here. I just wanted to point out on this basis, and then just look at a couple of other nafkaminas on this question. Take a look at the shah. At the end of our siman. Take a look at the shop in your day, it's in Kuf Hei. it's in Kufay, it's in Kutn Lamed. Okay? This is talking, this one I want to find here. Let's go back to Tzadi Aleph. This we'll see. Okay, it comes out as a result is that Bos Bechol is only also drop on. I have to look back at that shot. I think I wrote down the wrong marmor.
Is it Zion
Lamed?
Does
he say that there?
Chavos
Das did in Tzadi. Oh, maybe that's what he's talking. Let me see. Maybe I wrote down the wrong thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you. Very good. Okay. I apologize. I'll get back to that on the sheets. My mistake. So, yes, Pezayim. It's a Kutn Lamed in our synagogue. So, what's most interesting to us right now, take a look on toward the end in the parentheses. See it? Very good. Shkai. He says, Vafilu inema de bosa b'chol of mamish, and that's how they bishul. Everyone see that? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. My apologies. So, just if you want to correct it in my notes. And pay signs and talk about it. Good. Look in the parentheses toward the end. Everyone sees Vafilo Inema? You have it there? So it says Vafilo Inema, the boss of the Chol of Mamish, Shenesar de Bishol, Choshiv Kegufo Shel Iser. Okay? And he's talking here about the Keva. That's the simon. Remember, we spoke about that last week, about making and putting the milk inside the lining of the stomach of the animal, it's all for the purpose of making cheese, because the lining of the stomach has rennet and the enzyme, etc. So it says that the Shach writes, "A feeling name of the boss of Chol of Mamish, and that's where they bishul, Choshiv Kegufo Shel Iser." Okay. Vim Hamidu Ba'achakach Oser Mashu Mikol Mokom Hocha Kevin Melo Nesar Al Ela Aide Melicha Bekavus De Ena Elamad Rabbanan Svir Lehel Raharav De Lo Choshiv Kegufo Shel Iser Linyan Shiyesa Bemamid Bekolshu. We said that Dabur Hamamid, right? Dabur Hamamid means something which is sustaining or creating something like with the milk, change cheese and so on. That's a field of a full bottle. Even the tiniest amount interacting with milk passes the whole thing, right? But the Shach is saying that even if you hold, he's not saying out here, even if you hold, that Bosa B'chol, look at his word, Shenasar de Bishol, Choshiv Kegufo Shel Iser. But now that's exactly what we call Iser Makmas Atzmo, it becomes an Iser by itself. Okay, and therefore it was mounted something. It's also mashu. However, here the boss of cholam only became usher. For example, to kavush, and it's only drabbanon. Svila l'arav ramah the lo choshim kedufo shel iser linyan shiyasa mounted the kosher. Okay, in other words, he says the shach is saying that this is an afkamina. This question whether he considered makas gufo by drabbanon or not. He said if something is usher only drabbanon, then it's not called Gufo Shel Iser, so that now if it's Mamid something, it's us, it asks the kosher. Follow? But the Dabar HaMamid asks the kosher, only if you're assuming that the issue is on a Bos V'chol on the Raisa level. Okay, but the Dabar HaMamid was only on a Drabonon level, does not ask the kosher. That's what we saw from that shot. Now turn to Simin Tzadi Aleph. Okay? Simin Tzadi Aleph. It's Siv Ches. And you'll see there, one line, it's a simple. Ein bos b'chol nesai de melicha de kavush el v'achila v'lo v'hano. Okay, melicha means it was salted together. We'll have to discuss another time why that. But that's like soaking. That's also drabana. Meat and milk was soaked together. That's also drabana bos b'chol. And meat and milk was salted together also. So we'll focus on the soaking, but it's the same thing. So look at the mechaber writes this in Tzadi Aleph Siv Ches. Ein bos b'chol nesai de melicha de kavush el v'achila v'lo v'hano. Right? It's only also b'achila, not b'hanah. Okay? Now, why should that be? Why should that be? So again, if you hold that these are only things in the Rabbanan, that's basar vichol, right? Soaking or salting together, soaking it meat and milk, or soaking basar chol together, salting basar chol together, that generates an issue we call us basar vichol. It's not basar bichol. Basar bichol can only be created through what? Through bishol, right? Through bishol. But basar vichol, we can have other ways to create. That's also the Rabbanan. And the Mechaber says it's only also bachila and not also not osur vehano. So the Chavis Das is something we're referring to in Simon Tzadi Beis, right? The Chavis Das in next Simon, Simon Tzadi Beis, in the end of Simkotten Hay, he says that we only say basar vichol is also machmas atzmo in terms of asking when it touches it, you know, directly. That's only if it was this basha. But on the Kavash and Malicha, we don't say so. Okay? And that's exactly what the Ramo himself says really back at our Siman. Take a look back at our Siman, Pei Zayin. Okay? The very beginning. The first Ramo. Okay? We'll see it right inside. Look what it says. Kol basar v'chol she'eino osim in ha-Torah mutar v'hanor. Right? That's exactly what the Ramo says in his opening remarks here in Hilchos Basar V'chol. Right? The Ramo says that the basar v'chol is only osim in ha-Torah. It's mutar v'hanor. And the Shach comments, it's the Kotten Beis, in our Siman. Okay? You know, others hold this way as well. Where does it come from and so on? You can see it. You can take a look at that shot. That's the Ramah, other Rishonim. And what's the reason? The shot doesn't say the reason. What's the reason? We said, what's the reason? Then we'll see the Ramah. Yeah, you know, if you don't have your Shulchan Aruch with you, but, you know, look up the Ramah later. This is the first Ramah in Basar V'chol. I'll read it again. Kol Basar V'chol, Shein Osu Matar, Osu B'Hano. And then the Shach writes in Kotten Beis, it's the Tur, and then the Pein Das Machaber, elsewhere, and so on, regarding Basar Aruch being different, because only... you know, so it's only Drabonon and so on. What would the Svara be? What the Shach is saying, what the Poskim say is that there's no Isra Hanov. What's the reason? So again, because that's not called Basar Bichol, it's Basar Bichol. The Basar Bichol Drabonon is not called a Chetz of Isser. If it's not a Chetz of Isser, there's no Isra Hanov. Right? That's basically what we're saying over here. Again, full disclosure, we should be aware that the Yam Shul Shlomo disagrees. Okay, that's the... When the Yam Shul Shlomo is written by Shlomo Luria, so when the Shach over here in Sikhan Beit quotes the Maharshal, that's who it is, the Maharshal, the Moreno of Shlomo Luria, the Maharshal. So the Yam Shul Shlomo in Chulin is in Parakhes, Simon Kuf, okay, in Chulin, Chulin obviously. Okay, I don't know if that's in the sheets or not, but we don't have the sheets, but I'll tell you what he says. Basically, the Shach quotes what he says. He says that even my boss called Rabbanan. Okay, it's also Bishul and Hanok, because there was no Chiluk. Right? He was low plug kind of. So the Marshal disagrees. That's what the Shach is quoting. He said that this Hanok even is on Basar V'chol Drabonon. Now, Rav explained, for obviously, first of all, okay, the Marshal holds, in order to hold that it's also Hanok, it has to be Isser Machmas Atzma. As he holds, at the Drabonon level, they created Isser Machmas Atzma. Not like we said, the Drabonon only created Isser Achila, Isser on the Gavra to eat it, but not an Isser Nechevs. Obviously, the Marshal disagrees. Marshal holds that we say Isser Machmas Atzma, okay, and they extended it, so to speak, that Chatech and Asin Nevela applies to the Drabonon level also. And that could be like the Rashba says, right? As we said earlier, the Rashba held, but Chatech and Asin Nevela holds true on the Drabonon level. And he said that Mamash becomes a Chevs of Basar V'chol. And therefore, whatever applies to Basar V'chol Deraisa, including Isser Hanok, applies to Basar V'chol Drabonon also. So it's sort of like the Rashba, but he goes a little further than Rashba. And the Rashba says, again, Chatik and Asavela, Drabonon level also, except Rashba did not say it for all dinim. Remember, we had the Lashon Rashba. The Rashba's language was, it's not called, what was the Lashon? It's not called Nevela for all dinim. Remember, we had that language in the Rashba and the Taras Abai said, it's not called Nevela for all purposes. That's why the Rashba would not really agree with this Yam Shul Shlomo in terms of Issa Hanoah, necessarily. The Rashba says, yes, we say Chatik and Asnavela, but not for all dinim, except the Rashba says it does apply to Rabbanan. The Yam Shul Shlomo, the Marshal, is taking the Rashba perhaps a step further. He's saying he agrees with the Rashba, it applies to Rabbanan, Chatik and Asnavela applies to Rabbanan, it's not just an Issa Gabra, it's an Issa Chavtza, it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo, but he holds it applies in all areas. Whatever applies to one applies to the other. Rashba didn't go that far. But anyway, that's the Shita of the Marshal. Okay? Now, the problem is a little bit, the Rav pointed out, the problem is that the Ramah then becomes a little bit of a problem. Because the Ramah just said over here that if it's Basar V'chol Drabonon, it's not Asur V'Hanah. Which means he's holding not like the Marshal, right? He's holding like we said in the Ramah, right? That it's an Isser Gavra, okay? Not an Isser Chetzah. Basar V'chol Drabonon is not an Isser Chetzah. to like a brand new Issachetza, on a drop on a level, on a dry level, I would agree. But yet, he paskins with regards to Kachal, if you remember, okay? With regards to Kachal, that was the udder, okay? He says it does become Chatichanas the Bailey, even on a drop on a level, and that's why the, if you remember correctly, there are more paskin that the Kachal in the second mixture, the cool of 59, doesn't apply. Remember that? The kachal later gets mixed in another pot, you need shishim, like regular, which there it seems that the Ramo is saying that the chatikah nasavel does apply by the Rabbanan, and there's a shtickle stira, if you will, in the language of the Rama, or in the language of the Ramo. Okay? And not only that, but also by Mamid, by the Or Kavis of the Vela, he also said that Asus, the cheese are there, because he says you don't have to wait for Timas Kvela, and we said not because he doesn't believe in Timas Kvela, and we said not because that wasn't the reason, but because it's a dog, you know, it's a min bimino, so the whole thing is also. The Ramah seems to waver. Because this Ramah, again, to clarify, this Ramah and our Simon here, Simon Pei Zion, seems to say, well, you know, anything which is also followed only at the Rabbana level does not become a Chet Shalisser. That's why it's Mutter B'Hanah. Right? Again, the language of Ramah here, Kol Boswa Chol Shenos Min HaTorah, Mutter B'Hanah, which sounds like it doesn't become a Chet Shalisser, you know, its own Chet Shalisser, whereas by Kachal. And by the Kevah, you know, they seem to say that it does. Okay? So the Rav suggested that perhaps the Ramah holds Ramah does not believe that by this Rabbanah becomes a Chetzah with Rabbah. Ramah holds like the Rambam, like the implication of Aris Simon right here in Pei Zion, that it does not become a brand new Chetzah Shalisser. Only Boswell Chol Daraisa has that quality. Boswell Chol Rabbanan is only Nisr Achila, Nisr Galpah, and so on, not another Chetzah, it's an Nisr Balua, it's not the Matas Atzma. Okay, however, with regards to the Kachal and the Kev is a special din. As right as it is, that you need shishim, there's not only a din of mames, but there's also what we call a din of masik, when something is supporting something else, right? The stomach of the animal is holding the challah, or the udder is holding the challah, and so on. So there you need shishim, it's a special chumrah, okay? It's a muscle, otherwise it's a balua, except that there's a special chumrah by chatichanas nevela on that. But that requires further analysis, but that's what the Rav said. Okay, now Adkan, the discussions that we've had regarding this issue of Issur Balua versus Issur Machmas Atzmo have been with regards, if you will, to going to the future, to projecting forward. By which I mean, what happens when this, let's say, kachal or whatever now gets mixed up in the second mixture? Or what happens if this meat now is, you know, the challah fell on the meat and now the meat is in a pot with other meat? But there is also another naftamina, possibly more than one naftamina, in this question of Issur Balua and Issur Machmas Atzmo, with regards to, I mentioned very briefly, now I want to elaborate on it, do we consider that this Basa B'Chalav mixture has a prior history or not? Okay? If you're talking about Issur Balua, the answer is we consider a prior history. It was meat, and this was milk, and now it came together, and we do have to consider what it was before. Masha, and you'll see what it means. But if you hold that it's a new Issur, so now, this item had no prior history. It is a new item, like we said already several times, called what? Basar b'chol. It's a new unit. It's not, you know, like, I don't know, they said the pork and beans remain separate, like by Shari Sirim. It's a new Isser. In other words, and that, again, we can boil it down. I'm only saying this, the Rav said it, I'll just say it, if it helps you. It helps you distinguish between basar b'chol, as opposed to basar v'chol, so use that terminology, just, and that helps you. Basar b'chol is a brand new entity called basar b'chol, as opposed to basar v'chol, which is also b'achila, it's also rabbanim. You went to slow machlok, because also b'anol. Also, rabbanim holds not as b'anol. The Barashal, the Shachvos, the Amshel Shalom Chum holds that there is. But again, that's basar v'chol. So there's another question. Again, there's another way of saying: is it a brand new item, or is this a balua? So let's look at another case where this will actually become clear, and you'll see that there's an interesting machlokas aposkim. Let's say a person has a milchige spoon. Tochav kaf cholevis. I've got a milchige spoon, which is ben yomo, used recently, the last 24 hours. And I put it into a pot of meat. Tochav kaf cholevis, ben yomo, toch kzeir shabosa. Okay? Now, the kaf is going to now be usher because we don't have usher b'chol. Okay? And you just took this spoon into a pot of meat. So now the spoon is going to be usher, it's going to be usher b'chol. Okay? And if I go ahead now and I take that spoon to stir something else, another pot, I got vegetables, potatoes, or whatever, okay, I take this spoon, it was a milk in the spoon that I stuck into a meat pot, Okay? And it was an Eina, it was a Ben Yomo lead spoon. Remember, Ben Yomo milking spoon, or it doesn't matter which way it is. I'm just using this example. Okay, Ben Yomo milking a spoon. I stuck in a meat pot. And now, you know, this spoon now has a bli of bus for color. And I go ahead and I put this spoon into a pot of mashed potatoes, whatever, vegetables that I'm stirring. Okay, and I stir this other item with that. So now, you're going to have to measure shishim against what? The whole spoon. Right? The whole spoon. Because the whole spoon became a chatzah bos v'chalav, right? Even though the milchig may have been, you know, it doesn't matter how much milk was in there. Okay, you got to measure against the whole spoon. That's the din. However, we also know, we learned earlier, that if 24 hours passed, okay, no longer ben yom, 24 hours passed, so now it's called no sein tam lefgam, right? No sein tam lefgam. The flavor that it imparts is a detrimental or negative flavor. Gam, it's pogim, it's a detrimental flavor. So then we said that's not awesome. Okay? So the question is like this. When does this spoon become a non-ben yomo? When does it become no sein tam lefgam? Or to put it in different terms, when does the clock start ticking? Okay, in terms of measuring the 24 hours. So they're measuring the 24 hours. And that's going to boil down to this, to our question here. Okay? If you hold, okay, in other words, when does it become ben yomo? If you hold that our concern is basar v'chol, meat and milk, okay? Not a new entity, all right? So the truth of the matter is, once, when you know the 24 hours start ticking, when I first use the spoon for milchigs, I use the spoon for milchigs at 7 o'clock in the morning, okay? Now, in the afternoon, at, I don't know, whatever, noon time, in the afternoon, I put that spoon into a flation pot, okay? When does it now become no longer ben yomo? When does it become eino ben yomo? When is it no sin tam lefgam? Well, you could say, logic would say, well, the next morning at 7 o'clock, it's been now 24 hours since, what? Since I originally used that spoon for milchigs, okay? And now the milchig in that spoon is a tam pogum, right? It's a detrimental, any flavor that imparts a detrimental flavor, okay? So therefore, the clock begins ticking when I first use the spoon for milk. That's one way to look at it. Right? That's when it becomes a ben yomo, 24 hours, an eino ben yomo, rather, 24 hours after I first use it for milk. All right? Because now, basically, what do you have in this spoon? After I stuck the spoon at noontime, 7 o'clock in the morning, I used it for hot milk, okay, coffee, whatever, milk for my coffee. Now, at noontime, I use it to stir a pot of meat. Okay, so now, this spoon now has a tam in it of what? Of basar. And chalav. It has the chalav in it from when I use it at 7 o'clock in the morning. It has the basar in it when I stuck it into a flaming pot at 12 noon. Right? So, there are basically two ingredients, if you will, in this spoon. There's basar and chalav. Basar v'chalav. They're both in here. Well, the next morning at 7:01, it's now 24 hours since I... So at least one of the ingredients is now tam pogum. Right? It's now been more than 24 hours. Now, eino ben yomo. So do we say there are two ingredients? So we can say now it's already a tam pogum. And therefore, from now on, it's eino ben yomo. Anything else I did with that spoon later, after 7:01 the next morning, anything I do with that spoon is now going to be, the spoon's going to be nidon as a spoon that's nosen tam lefgam. However, if you hold the din is basar b'chalav, and basar b'chalav is the creation of a new entity, so it does not be, the clock does not begin ticking until it has a bli of what? Of basar b'chalav. That's when I put that milchig spoon, which was ben yomo at that time, it was 7 o'clock in the morning, at noon, I put it into that fleshy pot. Now it has a bliya of what? A basar b'chalav, right? A new entity has now been absorbed, a brand new creation has been absorbed into this spoon. So the clock doesn't begin ticking. So 7:01 the next morning, it's still not going to be called eino ben yomo. Even though it's 24 hours since I used it for milchigs, but that's what I said before, we don't care about the prior history. Basar v'chalav is a brand new entity. It's not, there aren't two ingredients in the spoon. There's one ingredient in the spoon. It's called basar v'chalav. So the clock restarts, so to speak, at when you put it in the meat. Yeah.
If the thing that motivates the din of eino ben yomo is that there's a tam pogum, so if it's 24 hours after you first use milchigs, even though it's in chesed anachinami, it still should have a tam pogum.
So maybe it has a tam pogum of milchigs. You're right, logically. The answer is, it has to have a tam pogum of the absorbed, of the bliya, that's a problem. The bliya that's the problem is basar v'chalav. But that didn't begin till noon. right? So it has to be a Tom. It may, you know, like for example, let's say the spoon has a metallic taste to it, a Tom Pogum, that's not going to impact. Right? It has to be a Tom Pogum of the Isser. So that's exactly the Chakir. You follow, don't follow? That's a nafkamina in this question. Because, do you know, basically it's that same question. Do you view it as two ingredients? Is Basar Bechalov, is it two ingredients? In which case, okay, well, like you just said, if one of the ingredients is Pogum, so that's it, though, it's Pogum. So there's no problem. However, if you know it's not two ingredients, it's a brand new entity. Isser Machmas Atzma, a new creation, a new chepza called Basar Bechalov, then the clock doesn't begin ticking until you create the Basar Bechalov. Okay? We don't care about the past history, to put it in these terms. Okay? It's not, if it's a new thing, the 24-hour, the timer doesn't go off until you first make it. So take a look now. In Simon Tzadik Dalet, you see this exactly inside. Okay, very clear. Simon Tzadik Dalet, Seif Gimel. And the name of Simon Tzadik Dalet, Din Tatoket, Kaf Chalev, and Gershom Bos. So look at Simon Tzadik Dalet, Seif Gimel. Okay? In Yeish Samach Vavatal HaKaf HaKadera, all right, we'll just introduce it, but it's more important to introduce it later. But yeah, let's read the Siv Gimel. Yes, Samach about Al Kaf Hakder about Tavshel Mutarim. Aval Kaf also fine. Bein the Bosa, bein the Chol. We'll come back to that. But Levisha Blum, Bosa Chol. But Tivul Diavra. Oseres in Chazur Tavu is stuck in a second time. But if you're stuck in a second time in Chazur Tavu, bein the Bosa, bein the Chol. Kol Zman Shehi Bas Yoma. This problem is only when it's a Ben Yoma or a Bas Yoma. Okay, that's the key line for us. The Kaf Cholevis is also Kol Zman Shehi Bas Yoma. Okay, 24 hours. 24 hours from when? Our question. So take a look at the Shach. It's in Kotin Yud. Right there. Kol Zman Shehi Bas Yoma. Pirish Mishas HaTechiva. Says the Shach. When does the clock start ticking? When you put that milk in the spoon in the flashing pot. Pirish Mishas HaTechiva. Afilu Eina Bas Yoma. So the Shach is saying over here, that it's basar, the din is basar b'cholov. It goes from the time of the creation of this new chepza, okay? And by the way, one second, notice that the Shach says, upashatu, okay? It seems to be pretty well. Yeah, right. Because the field of the in the bas yom mishas hatchiva or poshesu. He says it's pretty straightforward that obviously it didn't bas of gechal. That's a shock. Yeah.
We talked about the reach issue for side this initial
episode. Yeah.
So if you have it sounds like pot also the same thing with pot. So if you have shishim for side the pot. If the pot is
Ben
Yomo, then
the food
still be
Motila. Say again, if the pot is. No, but right now it's hot. Right now it's hot.
Right now it's hot.
So you stuck this one
in? But you used previously used for Basa Bakala. Now.
Oh, the pot was used for Basa Bakala previously?
Yeah, within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now I cook kosher food in that pot.
Yeah, so that's a belief in the
but if it's
the
pot of the Bashishi, to the evidence of food of the. Why can't we go ahead and start cooking kosher food? I mean, you should do a
papilla. Oh, so you're asking a different question. So what? Well, talk about it some other time. Why do you have to have two separate dishes? You have the soup tomorrow. Why don't you make sure?
The peel, but someone did it.
Right. So there are coming. Yeah, well, we'll talk about that another time. Okay. Let me finish this up. Let's take a look at the. So that was a shach. Okay, it goes with shach tchiva from the time, you know, we made a plausible call. The shach, however, does quote, and he says in Poshigu, but then he goes on to quote from the. Quotes from the Bach, okay, sheet anyway. Let's take a look at the Bach. I'll read it from the side. Okay, it's the same Simmons, it's not with the Sadi Dal, right?
Mm-hmm.
The newer editions of the tour, they give you some cottons in the Bach and the Beis Yosef as well. So it's labeled here as, what did I write down? Zion.
Okay. Gimel.
Oh, sorry, Gimel. Look what the Bach writes. He says, you know, it's talking the same thing. Pirish, Shadayan hu toch me'es le'es, le'tashmish harishon. The me'es le'es goes from the original use, not the time he's talking about, the original use, tashmish harishon. Avin Mulachar Meis Leisatashna Rishon, after which you talk Meis Leisatashna Sheni, Eino Oser, Elim Kain Kishachazu, Tabu Masha Shishtamshu Bavarishona, Av Tabu Masha Shashu Vishnia, Eino Oser Kemish Tama Rishon, Pogomacho, Vishashtri Vishnia. Unless you reused it back to the first thing. Used it, and if you made it an hour example before, you had a cup of coffee with milk at 7 in the morning, you had a mix in a flaky pot at noon, and then invite you had a cup of coffee, you know, then okay. But leaving that out, look what the Bach writes. He says, at 7:01, the original time, you said before, the time Arishon is Pogamacho, Rishas Tivashnia. Okay, and look how he ends, just like the Shachar, Posh. Here we have the Shach and the Bach saying opposite things, and both of them say it's Pashat. Okay, that's an interesting observation. Okay, the Bach is of the opinion that it's obvious that you go by the original use. And the Shach, the original use of the original time that Milchi got absorbed into that spoon. Is Glock acquired a building? Anyway, so does everyone follow? So we have a Machlokas facing the Shach and the Bach, both of whom say Pashat. Okay, each one coming to the opposite conclusion. Well, what's the machlokas about? It's our question. It's this question. Okay, is the Shach is of the opinion that of course the din is basar b'chol, so it's a brand new entity, so the clock doesn't start ticking until you create basar b'chol. That was a 12 noon in our example. And the Bach says no. As long as you said, as long as one ingredient already became pogum, that's good enough. And each one says it's pogum. I'll just point out to you, Mekiva Eger, there in that same simon in the Tzadik Dalet, Mekiva Eger. On the words of Poshut, who says, without quoting the Bach, Lechora love Poshut. I don't think it's so Poshut. How do you like that? That's what Mekiva Eger said. Lechora love Poshut. The Ha Bosso Shanas Nevela, Mikafa Balua, Mehabalua, Cholov Shemekaf, Mikomokma, Cholov Nifka. He said, well, you wanted to say basically, right? You said, Mekiva Eger is not only so Poshut. Okay, so in any event, Kiva Eger leaves it, it's not so clear. It's Arkin at the end, no? Anyway, so if Kiva Eger is not arguing with the Shach, does not seem to be arguing with the Shach Halacha L'maisa, we don't know. But he just said it's not so posh. Okay, which is your kasha. Not so posh. I mean, the answer is what the answer is. Well, I explained it to you, but the Shach holds. But Rekiva Eger says, at least be mode that's not so posh. So, again, he doesn't quote the Bach. We saw the Bach holds the other way. But in any event, so that is another kind of very interesting nafkamina, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Bosom cholav isu machmasat, so bosom cholav isu balua. Okay? So the question, are there two ingredients or is it a brand new entity? That's a pause down. Okay. Another possible nafkamina squared. Everyone get this? Another possible nafkamina here. Take a look in the tour. Yoredeya Simon Kuf Gimel. I'll read it to you. For the tour, man. Just have to find it. Listen to this. This case. This case in the tour is you have a pot which is not Ben Yomer. Okay, pot was not Ben Yomer. It's labeled as hay in the tour, the newer tours. Kol kedera she'ena bas yomer chashiva tam alfgam me'ena oseres. Right? Anything pot which is not ben yomer, it's considered tam alfgam and it doesn't aser. U'mikra bas yomer kol zman shalosho me'ez leiz achar shenish basel bo ha'isher. Shenish basel bo ha'isher. The tour defines for us what's called ben yomo or bas yomo, as long as it hasn't been me'es le'es, 24 hours since the isser, whatever the isser was. This is Nichol Tarov, not Nichol Tarov. Whatever the isser was, the chazer, whatever it was cooked in the pot. Now, continues the tour. V'im b'toch me'es le'es shebishlu bo chimim bo afilu mayim levadam. Let's say I now use this pot, which I had some isser in earlier, less than 24 hours ago, and I use this pot to heat up water. Now for my tea or something, I use a pot to heat up water. In mitoch me'es le'es shebishlu chimim afilu mayim levadam. Chashiva bas yomo ad shetisha me'es le'es lechimim amayim. He said the clock is again just going to start reticking again. You got to wait me'es le'es from the time of the chimim amayim when you heated the water. Okay? Why? Lefisha Misharim Bechol Hakderim. Shechilu Bo Hamayim Betoch Meis Leis Lo Hamayim Shishim Levadlo Bechazer Hamayim Kula Nisr. The Mayim became what? Absorbed Nisr. So now the water became Nisr. So now it's using this pot viter for what? For Nisr. So they got to wait another 24 hours. That's what the Torah said. You see that? Even if there's too much shari sumas, ilmas tarugas. So I use this pot to cook clam chowder. Okay? And now, so it absorbed this Isser flavor. And now it's less than 24 hours. It's clean and whatever. Now just put in plain old water. Okay? Says the Torah, if it's within eight slaves, when I use that Isser, and I just put in water, so now you got a chashiva basyoma ad shetime, eight slaves l'chim ha'mayim. Okay? The Torah says that the clock, so to speak, begins ticking again. You've got to wait until 24 hours from then, okay? Because l'fisha misharim b'chol hakdeira, because you have to weigh the whole kdeira. U'chshechimam b'hamayim b'toch meis leis lo her mayim shish v'batlo v'chaz v'mayim kul iser. But now he adds, but ve'eno keinu. First, look, he agrees like the shah. But then he says ve'eno keinu b'os v'chol 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 v'chol. But not so by b'os v'chol. That's how the Torah says. Not the case by Bas Michal. So the Beis Yosef, there it's Zion, not Zion. Okay? The Beis Yosef there says that the reason, again, at least by Shari Surin, the Beis Yosef holds, the reason for this is that it becomes the Kenisra Machmas Atzmo, and all the water becomes Nasis Nevela. Okay? However, he does quote that even here, I'm not going to read the whole Beis Yosef inside, but Beis Yosef quotes that here too, there are those who are Makel, and it says, no, the 24 hours don't start over again. You don't have to start over again. But, in regards to the Bas of Echolot, Beis Yosef himself says at the end, at the corner of the focus. He says that if the kedera was at a bli of bus of cholov and then you heated water in it, then you do have to start again. It's like you recook the iser and the clock begins again, because there by bus of cholov everyone agrees chaticha nafsa nevela. In other words, this machlokas revolves around the difference in bus of cholov and shari surim. It has to do with what a chaticha nafsa nevela. Chaticha nafsa nevela, according to many, is done only by bus of cholov. That's when we have this brand new entity called Bas Mechol. It's not Chazer and fat, Chazer and meat. It's a brand new entity. So that's by Bas. It's a Chumer of Bas Mechol. Now turn back to the Simon, okay, in the Shulchan Aruch. Now what he says is Simon Kuf Gimel, right? And we'll take a look at the Shach, the end of the Shach. Simon Kuf Gimel, the Shach said Kotan Yud Ches. Simon Kuf Gimel. Again, this is in Hilchos Taros. What we really need most is the end. Okay. It says, when we call Makom, those who have it at the end, the last few lines of the Shach, it's called Yud Ches and Kuf Gimel. When we call Makom, Biker Adin, Svir Le'a Mechaber Arav, the Kedera Shebelua Mi Bosa Bechola, Domrin Chaticha Nasavela, any mode of it. Does that dumb in the Shari Surah? He said to make this chilek between Bosa Bechola and other Surah, I don't agree, says the Shach. It's called Yud Ches. Any mode of it. Does that dumb in the Shari Surah? Kevin Shekvar Nesa, who Kamashi Kosab is inside of Dalit, who can't probably find. The Shach holds that there's no difference in regards to this din between Bas Mechol and Shari Surim. Okay? A kedera, which he said, a kedera which is balua bas mechalav, we don't say there chaticha nas nevela, just like we wouldn't say it pashari suri. Okay, now what's his swara? So again, what he seems to say is that when do we say the chaticha nas nevela? Okay, again, you understand the case here, right? You understand the case. You had a balia sisr, but now what you put in is not isr. Now you put in is water. Right? You put in something which is not no isr associated with it, whatever. So now, when you're cooking that water, you are not creating a new Isser, a Bas Mechol, right? You're not creating a brand new Isser at this point. You just, there, says the Shach, that's going to be an Isser Balua. That's not an Isser Mapa, that's going to be an Isser Balua. Because that's, when do we say it becomes a new entity, is the Shach's point. When do we say it becomes a new entity, becomes a new Chetzah? That's when you're creating a Chetzah Bas Mechol. Okay? You're creating the Yetzirah of Bas V'Chol. So then we say it's like you created a brand new entity. Okay? In other words, what Shach is saying, the Beis Yosef saying, yeah, you can talk about Chatich and Asin Avela when you create a Chetz of Bas V'Chol. Then it's Issa Machmas Atzma. But if there already was in this pot a Bli of Bas V'Chol, and now I put water in it, so we're not going to say that this water also now becomes Chatich and Asin Avela, Chetz of Bas V'Chol. No. Right, that you see the chiluk. You only say that it becomes an isur machmas atzmo when you initially have milk and meat, and now you create a new chetzer. But once there already is a chetzer bas v'cholom, that was you cook bas v'cholom in this pot, and now you're cooking water. That's not creating a new chetzer bas v'cholom. That's how he wants to say it. If the Beis Yosef would say the chetichanas and the vela, the chumrah of bas v'cholom, he would hold again. Those who hold that it's only a sibbalur are going to hold that it's a sibbalur bas v'cholom also. That's what he wants to say. But the Shach says that by creating bas v'cholom, that's a new chetz when you create it. Otherwise, he admits an sibbalur. But again, it comes down, this machlokas here between the Shach and the Beis Yosef, it revolves around the point that the Shach says, no, by creating bas v'cholom, that's a new entity. The Beis Yosef didn't say like that. So that's another possible nafkamina. Okay, finally,
there's the Shach by the Tuck of his Sakin and the Kaf. So he was saying that Basi almost starts at the time when you create the Isser.
Right.
So I guess the Shach would assume that even by Belios we have such a musag of creating like a new Chavtza Bas V'Cholov, even by Belios.
Can Belios, now we saw that the place doesn't look like
yeah.
that. Place is not, the Shach could be.
Okay.
Could be. Okay, finally. I'll look at a place. Is that on the paper?
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sin Pezayin, it's the cotton dollar. You know, we've had this whole thing of a new entity called Bas V'Chol, right? A brand new entity called Bas V'Chol. Let's say, I'll give you a nafkamina, it's not really a halakhic nafkamina. Let's say, scientifically, maybe it is halakhic. Scientifically, I know that I can extract the milk flavor from this entity. What will we now say? We'll put out, I don't know, radioactive isotopes, I don't know, whatever it is. Somehow, you'll be able to track the flavor, and you can track. Or, if you want to put it in the Shiva's term, Eliyahu Novi will show up, and will tell us, I'm telling you a fact, there's no cholov in here. What will be the status now of that? Understand my question? But what would be the status? But if you hold that it's an Isser Balua, and we would have some way of ascertaining that there's no Balia here anymore, it went out, the milk went out, okay, so that's it. There's nothing further to discuss. There's a piece of it. It's not possible to call it. But if you're to hold that once you have a Chavtzer Basa Mechola, this is just a fancy way of saying what I said, you have a Chavtzer Basa Mechola, I don't care what Eliyahu Novi says, I don't care what any scientist says. This whole piece of meat is called a chetzer bas v'cholom. Doesn't matter what's actually in it; it remains us. You follow? So what the Placey is talking about is not Eliyahu Novi and not a scientific experiment. What the Placey is talking about, an interesting question. Pesayin here, it's a cotton dollar. What the Placey is talking about is regards to if you burnt bas v'cholom. We said bas v'cholom you're supposed to bury, right? That's supposed to be buried. It's also Bahano. My boss called the rice. What if you burnt it? Burnt it to a crisp. And now ashes. All I have left are ashes. So the halacha is that the ashes remain usher. The ashes are still usher. Okay, we'll see later. I want to use these ashes to heat up my fireplace or something like that. Maybe something across there. I'm not eating it. Okay? So the ashes are usher. So the place he says, let's take a look. Okay, the place he says. Based on the Rambam, the language of Rambam, Kosav Rambam, Perates Alachalav. The Basar B'Cholav, Ha'asar B'Hana, what we mean, Minikbarim, right? Basar B'Cholav are among the things that have to be buried. You know, you can't just burn it. Sometimes they have that with, medical waste, as we know, radioactive waste, have to put in the ground. Huh? Supposed to bury it, right? Okay, so the can't be cured. So the bottom line is, that's the halacha the Rambam says. That's to be buried. And then, bafilo afro awesome. Even the ashes, if you do burn it, if it did burn, the ashes remain awesome. V'nochon hu Mishnah Torah. The Rambam, the place the acknowledgement, the Mishnah acknowledgement, the Rambam didn't make this up. Okay, didn't fabricate this. It's based on Mishnah Torah, fine. Eloshi Yesh in Suffolk, but I have a problem. Okay, says the place. Afilu l'man damar e'ef shal softa osir. Okay, b'chol shi l'man damar e'ef shal softa mutter, right? Can you extract it? And so on, no matter which way you hold on that. L'chula alma, k'mon shekosav aram, i'borolon the nischa tam achol min abosir, haya abosir mutter. Okay, if we would know for sure that there's no flavor of cholov in this piece of meat, then it should be mutter. Rocky yefshul sochta, but we can't know for sure, right? There's no how. What are you gonna squeeze it? The word sochta, not from Shabbos, squeezing. So I'm gonna squeeze this piece of meat till all the milk drips out. But does all the milk drip out? No, it could be if there's still some milk inside. That's what we say. Yefshul sochta, it's awesome. Okay. And he mentions, I was one made up. He says, "We ilu bo eliyoh, eliyoh nothing come, eliyoh." And he said, and he would come and tell us, yes, you squeezed it all out. You put this meat in some kind of a press, and it squeezed out every last drop of milk, and I test that fact, it should be mutter. Right? And that's what the Yonasan is saying. It should be mutter. Right? And the whole issue is the cholov. Now we know, lu yitzur, there's a way to ascertain for a fact that there's no more cholov in this piece, should be mutter. Right? But he says the place, I don't understand. In Cain, bin nisraf la'afar. So if it's burnt to a crisp, it's nothing but ashes now, what is there none of in this pile of ashes? Milk, right? There's nothing, it's ashes. There's no flavor of challah, there's no milk in there. Everything's been burnt to a crisp. He says, in Cain, v'nisrach l'ofer v'adai d'porach min'ayim tam challah. V'nisrach b'bir, that's as good as Eliyahu HaNavi coming. If you burnt the basar b'challah, you burnt this piece of meat, it's nothing, it's black, crisp. You know, ashes. So vada, there's no taste of milk in there. That should be no worse than Eliyahu HaNavi coming, telling us, Im Kain, Eichi Yosir. Okay, so then why in the world should the Rambam say, and again, the innocent acknowledge, Rambam didn't make it up, but why in the world should the ashes be Yosir? There's no prachala, Eichi Yosir. Hashem b'chatichah comes b'chayim mutter, b'kosher came, but this was dakla offer. It was burnt to the Amish into ashes. You understand this tiny? Not a bad question. Right? In other words, he's saying, why should Afer, Basar B'challah, be Asr, okay? If we say Efshel Softa Asr, what is Efshel Softa Asr? Why do we still consider it? It says that we don't know for sure that maybe there's still some milk in it. Efshel Softa Asr, you know, because you can't possibly know whether you squeezed it all out. But if you would know, again, if Eliyahu HaNavi would come, or to be more modern, you know, here in YU, so to take it to the chem lab to do an experiment and so on, and ascertain that there's no milk, then it should be Mutter. And it should be mutter. So in that case, the ashes should also be mutter. Okay? Everyone understand? No, it's not anyway. That's the question. Yeah.
So I mean, I misunderstood. You just said that the police said that if Eliyahu comes and tells us there's no milk in there, then it's mutter?
It should be mutter.
He says that.
Yeah. I got to read the words. He says, the ilu bo Eliyahu, the yoyin, the hoya nischat, and then another will come and testify that the milk was squeezed out. There's no more milk in this piece of meat. Why? Because you know that there's no more piece of milk. What's the problem? What's the issue? Right? If Eliyahu would tell us, again, the only reason we say usually Efshel Softa Asr, then you squeeze Asr, because you can never know whether you got it or not. I mean, you know, how do you squeeze meat off the end? Unless you press, you'll do some kind of thing to get the challah out. You never know you got the challah out. But if Eliyahu comes and tells, or, again, you do an experiment in the kevlar, and you see there's actually no trace of milk, right? And they can do these things today. Mm-hmm. You can do the tracing and so on, see what residue is. There's all kinds of complicated things. If you can do it, so then Avada, the din should be that it's mutter. So says the placey, jumping from there, he says, so if that's the case, then we should have the same din by the Afer. Well, why is Afer worse? You know, why is Afer worse than then? You know there's no milk, there's nothing there. It's just you ever have a burnt piece of meat? I mean, burnt, you can still eat it. You know, it's a sabanish, it's dakla offer. It crumbles in your hand. So where's the chol? Why should it be us? Okay, now you can answer, not going to eat it, but it's also even mahana, right? Now I use it. Okay, so that's the kasha of the place. So if you take a look in the Prima Godin, back in the Psicha, Hilchos Basar B'challah,
is that the Gemara that says that
Yes, it's the Gemara, the Mishnah Torah. Yeah, yeah. That's what the Lamed Gimel Beis. I didn't print it on the page. That's what it's called.
It sounds like the is resolving the side effect. Sounds like he's pretty clear that it is something that is not.
Sounds like
it's a disrupt smoke. I mean, if the very fact that we see it still also wants to
answer. Oh, but the place, I think the place saying, we're saying the same thing. I think the place, by asking the question, is hold it the other way. Otherwise, you wouldn't ask the question. I think you're absolutely right. Exactly. We just concluded from the fact that we say that way. But the place he asked it is a kasha. So very good. So excellent. So take a look at the Prima Gada. Okay? In the Psicha Dilkos, the Sposa will call it. The Dibra Maskel is Hanoh. So it's after the, it's towards the beginning. After the first three Aleph Beis Gimel. Okay? It says, Hanoh Ketzer, Bosa B'chol B'osa B'chila, min haTorah osur nami b'hano, v'af shaloka der hachila b'hano osur, loke alav shari harav omer kain. That's the whole question. But it's malchus b'chon der hachila. Okay, which one I'm looking for? V'kachi sheim ir v'dobar mar b'soch hachay v'soch that time for linyan hano ihay loke das ramen per thousand. So we're talking loke. We saw that already. Let's find the words I'm looking for here. My shulchan aruch, I marked it off. Look at the words of Bosu v'chol v'osu v'hano.
Do you want to remember it?
Yeah, I don't have paragraphs. That's the problem. Where is it? Towards the end. Dibur Matzko hano in my edition. Someone, oh, here, I got it. Bosu v'chol v'anesu v'hano. Yeah, you have that? What is that, another paragraph for you? Okay, good. That's better. Okay. In the old edition, they didn't know so much about paragraphs. Like, I don't know if you've probably never seen it. The Minchas Chinuch used to be just an impossible work to read. Impossible. First of all, every third word was Rosh Hashanah. See, I don't know what the Rosh Hashanah is. My father, so lived me well, he used to teach English here in YU for many, many years, more than 40 years. So he wanted to explain, he taught English composition, English literature, so he wanted to explain what a run-on sentence is. Okay, in English, he would say, to the yeshiva boys, they say, look at the Minchas Chinuch. The old Minchas Chinuch, I remember I got from my bar mitzvah, Minchas Chinuch. The old Minchas Chinuch, he would say, first of all, he'd say, I'm going to be Mekatzer, and then he'd go on for four pages, and it's one sentence. Just, it was such a, you know, just everything flowed. It was one sentence, never have it, forget paragraphs. Now the new, I have a lot of Svarim at home, and I made a commitment years ago, when I started to republish Svarim, that I'm not going to buy a Svarim that I already have. You know, Agam, the new ones are much nicer. I don't have the space, I don't have the money, I can't do it. The first time I broke the rule was for the Minchas Chinuch, because it's a different work. The black Minchas Chinuch that you guys all have, you see in the show, but you know, it's mavish. You should go once again, nothing to do once. You want to see an old Minchas Chinuch. Take a look at it. It's a totally different work. Completely. It's paragraphs. And that's, by the way, you've ever noticed, sometimes they'll give you an os, right, little thing. So it'll put sometimes O's in parentheses, sometimes O's in brackets. I never noticed that if you study the Minchas Chinuch. Take a look. What's the chiluk? The old Minchas Chinuch also had paragraphs, but sometimes there'll be two for the whole 10 pages is Aleph, or go on to the Beis. So in the new Minchas Chinuch, they left the old, you know, division in, deference to the, I guess that's how the author wrote it, but they made many more paragraphs. They broke it down. They broke it down by topics, and they said on the side what the topic is. You know, we're talking about, you know, whether a woman is chayav in this mitzvah or whatever. It made it different, and it opened up all the Rosh Hashanahs. It was, you know, a totally different work. You know, so that's why it's good to have paragraphs. Anyway, so, but here I don't have a paragraph. You guys do good. Follow along. So it says, "Upasu b'cholav anesa b'ano hu mehanikvarin k'dechosh himself tmura like the Mishnah in the Torah. Upasa kena ramam zal perkhas mechus machalos asus al ma'al good v'imsarfo yai for aser k'dinikvarin ra'isi l'hamilchas Yaakov b'solus mincha." Quote another sefer, the Kosav, the Nisraf Ha'efer, Shori. The Prima Gadim Taka quotes one posik, okay, Solus Mincha, Minchas Yaakov, this work called Solus Mincha, I'm not sure it is. He says that it's the Nisraf Ha'efer, Shori, the Nisparet Lachluchis Hacholomine, because the milk, the liquid of the milk has disappeared. V'imahoya Efshar Lahafrid Kach Bilti Shiashir Mashu. And if we could do it ourselves without burning it and find a way for sure to get the cholov out, we would be mutter. We would be mutter to do so. Okay? Yeah. So he says, but in a Rambam Zal Omer Ferish Lehefer, the Perek Tess Mechon Rasul, the Zelo Shalom, the Loch Halam, the Osir, the Nova, the Kohen, the Sova, Afro Osir, the Hanah. Kane, the Dor, Piska, Chuva, the Ospace here. Sheifer, the Bosom Halam, Osir, the Hanah. Okay? Afshe, Shnichol, Yad, the Kohen, the Nira Kap. So the Gunnan, actually over here, quotes this as in a little bit of Machlokas. He quotes the Sefer Solis, means in a Taka, like you're going to say, an Abish is asked as a Kasha. You're going to say, an Abish didn't come out and Paskin that the Eifer should. He's just wondering, right? Ganesh is wondering, why isn't the Eifer mutter? After all, there's no milk in it. We know for sure this. It's burnt to a crisp. There's not, absolutely no challah in it. Shouldn't it be mutter? He leaves it as a kasha. Shouldn't it be? But the Prima Gaudim quotes this, Minchas Solis, Solis Minchas rather, Minchas Yaakov, he says, no. He says, take, if it's burnt, then it should be mutter. But he points out it seems to be against the Rambam, unless the Rambam didn't mean that case, in which case he should have said so and so on. Okay, but anyway, what does this boil down to? You hinted at it already. This is exactly our issue. This is mamash our issue. Okay? If you hold that it's an iser balua, so then taka, you can talk about, like this sheet that the Prima Gaudim quotes, and like the Venice and Abish asks as a halamina, okay, you can say like that, sheet that, well, if the whole thing is iser balua, once that balua, that item, davar habalua, is gone, because it's burnt out, okay, so good, so there's no iser anymore. But if you hold it became an Isser Machlas Atzmo, like an example I gave before, I don't care about its prior history, I don't care what happened, where it came from, how it got there. Right now, this piece of meat is a shtick, boss of a chol. I don't care, it is milk in it, it's not milk in it, you don't know, he said all he wants. And we did experiments, and we actually soaked, and we squeezed it, and everything, I burnt it, whatever, it doesn't matter. This piece has now been labeled an Isser boss of a chol, Isser Machlas Atzmo, end of discussion. So that's the same, that's not enough being the same Machlokas. I'll just end by saying that it appears to me, and maybe it's obvious, that's why I've said it, but it could be, that to come back to something we discussed a couple of weeks ago, the whole shaila of whether yesh bishalach or bishal by Basar B'chala or not, may also revolve, and we had the Prima Gaudim just tickle Sosa himself, remember, right? You know, different opinions, whether by Shabbos, by this Basar Chol, the different shita. So anyway, the whole din of Bishlach, maybe it depends on the same Berech HaKira. Okay? If you hold that Basar B'chalav is a new entity, it's called Basar B'chalav, so what's the Isser? The Isser is to cry, I think I mentioned it there, but now you'll see it more clearly, hopefully. What's the Isser? Is to create a new entity called Basar B'chalav. But once you've created that already, you can't create something twice. Okay, so therefore, ain bishalach habishul. If I have an item that's already usher, it's already been cooked, and it became basar b'chol, and now I recook it, good, sign. But I didn't recreate the nisr basar b'chol. It was there already, right? It was there already. So if you hold, the din is basar b'chol, and the issue is to create something, so then I'm not creating a new chelts when I cook it up later, okay? Because you only create something once. However, if you hold that it's nisr balua, okay, so then you could argue each time that you cook it again, you're again, you know, causing this bliss, so to speak, to spread in this piece of meat or whatever. So each time is a new thing. It's yesh bishlach habishul. Right? There's only yesh means it's also, right? There's a problem. Bishlach habishul. So that whole machlokas we had with all the aspects of bishlach habishul may also revolve around this chakir as to how we treat basar chol. Do we treat it as an iser machlas atzmo, as an iser balua? So we saw several nafkaminas lalacha, both projecting as what happens to this piece of meat afterwards, or this kachal afterwards, and gets mixed up with other stuff. And also, just in terms of, you know, when it's inside of a pot, or the case, like when does the clock begin ticking, or the case of after it's been burnt, and so on and so on. All these things revolve around that argument. Okay, we'll stop. Bez Hashem, again, tomorrow, you're free to upcoming attractions tomorrow. As I said, I'm just going to go over just some of the halacha lemaisa conclusions. I stress at the outset, maybe machlokas in some cases, but I'll try and tell you each case where it is, and you'll know what, you know, just a lot of things we touched upon. And then Tuesday, we'll just start talking about different derek bishul. We know derek bishul of sotar, so what does bishul mean? What about frying? What about baking? What about other ways of preparing basar chol? Would that be deraisa or lo? Okay.